My name is Eddie. We're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey with me. So could you please tell me if your age is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
42.
Okay. Now, what is your gender?
A female.
Okay. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think that teens in your school district use certain substances. And if you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Okay. Note that when we mention marijuana, we're referring to illegal youth use, not to medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Okay. So,
okay.
How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. Now, how often do you think that teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, you know, marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate in any form, such as hash, hash oil, or any other? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice to try
okay. Okay. Now, how often do you think that most teens in your school district use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes? Never, once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Okay. Next, I'm gonna read to you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. And please tell me if you strongly disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't agree or disagree, that's fine. Just let me know for each statement. I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. Right? So if you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. All right? So most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, can you say that all again, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you say that part all again?
Yeah, not a problem. It says, most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Now, somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Now, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Now, I believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Now, most adults in my community think that parents should not let teens use alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Agree. Somewhat agree. I don't know how. Yeah, I'll say somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
I'll say it again one more time. Sorry, keep getting distracted.
Not a problem. It says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Now, Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Now, most adults in my community think that we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. Now, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Now, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or electronic cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Now, parents should not let teens use alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes.
Somewhat agree. I think some do.
Parents should not let teens vape or use electronic cigarettes. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Somewhat agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using electronic cigarettes.
Somewhat agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing to do for teens.
Somewhat agree.
My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or electronic cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Somewhat agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping and using electronic cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Somewhat agree.
Vaping or using electronic cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
And the last one here says, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Sorry, say that again.
Okay. It says, parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Next, we're about to finish now, so I'm going to ask you now some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Okay, now, how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never, try once.
Never.
Okay. How often do you use vaping devices or electronic cigarettes?
Never.
Okay. And now I just have a final question for you. So far, this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, just a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day, or almost every day?
Just a few times.
Okay. Now, how should you describe yourself? American Indian or Alaska Native? Asian, South Asian or Asian American? Black or African American? Hispanic or Latino? White or any other? Hello?
I'm white.
Oh, okay. As a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. So please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have three options: the Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, the Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, and the Blooming Prairie Backpack Program.
I say the Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, BPRE.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so this concludes our survey. I want to thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.